welcome to Awesome Fishing Radio, and this is Captain Keelan and Alan Wyatt, my co-host. How you doing, Alan?
Hey, Keelan. Good to talk to you. This is fun talking to all these guys at the show.
I tell you what, man, and here we are again at the Tampa Tribune's Outdoor Show, hosted by Frank Sargent, as me and you call it, the Frank Sargent Show, because that's the way we've known about it for all these years.
Of course.
And anyhow, you know, we have been able to talk to so many vendors. You know, it's a great time to spend time with vendors because you're no longer having to get this vendor that's 100 miles this way and this vendor is another 100 miles the other way. And we've got them into one building, one area that we can get time with them. And one of the people that we want to talk to is one of our sponsors of our show, which is Coastal Angler Magazine, which we're going to be talking with the Lakeland edition, which I write for. If you go over to the website and click on our under the heading of Captain Keelan's writing, you can pick up some of those things that I have wrote. And but anyhow, we got Patrick Powers with us from Coastal Angler Magazine. How you doing, Patrick?
I'm doing great, Keelan. How are you doing?
Fantastic. And y'all got a booth over here at the fair at the fairgrounds, and you're actually in there with someone else too. And I think you got your dad's artwork in there. And you're essentially located in the facilities. You got a big area, big spread there, close to the Castnet casting area. So
right.
But anyhow, today is going to be a big day for you out there. Tell everybody what you're going to be doing today.
Well, what we got going on today is a kids fishing derby out in the back from 10:30 till 4:30. What it is, the kids come in, they register. The FWC is out there helping us with it, and they give them a rod and a reel and a bait. Go out there and try and catch some fish and just have a fun time.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have heard through Frank Sargent, I think I heard from you too, that they're actually going to allow them to have some shiners out there this year.
Yeah. They're gonna allow them to fish with shiners. As you know, and as many fishermen know, this the cold weather has really, you know, shut down a lot of the fisheries. So these fish haven't been targeted in any way and are starving. So we're hoping to have some nice fish for these kids.
That's great.
Put a nice shiner down there in front of those fish, and they're going to go crazy.
You know what's cool about the whole event, Captain Keelan, is Coastal Angler Magazine has a history of supporting kids and teaching kids to fish, and the Lakeland edition with Patrick Powers is just continuing this great tradition. And I think it's just cool that they did it at this big venue like this.
Exactly. Again, like I said, you know, I think we're so lucky to actually have the central zone as far as the Lakeland vicinity and central Florida Coastal Angler, even though we're not considered coastal, but because we have so much waterfront over there, you know, as far as our lake stuff like that go. And it's been a great added area to the Coastal Angler Magazine. I think we took them past, you know, from, just another fishing magazine. Now we've got something that, you know, a lot of the other magazines seem to only concentrate on certain one thing, you know, and we're giving them a big mix now of a lot of different things.
Patrick, what you got in store for the future for the magazine? I mean, so far it's wonderful, and if you did nothing to improve it, people would love it. I gotta tell you, they can pick up a copy at Andy Thornell Company and say hi to me. How about that?
That's right. Yes, they can. They absolutely can. And the things we got going for the future, Alan and Keelan, are huge. There's so much stuff on the horizon for Coastal Angler. One of the things, we are expanding out of Florida. Come April, we will have 250,000 publications between the state of Florida, Galveston, Texas, Birmingham, Alabama, Wilmington, North Carolina, South Carolina, and that's just one of the many, many things that they've got on the horizon. Also, the guys that write for me, that write fishing forecasts, their stuff will be on ESPNOutdoors.com.
Oh, cool.
They signed a contract with ESPN Outdoors. I'm not sure the timetable on that, but I know it is in the works. And then you guys can go on CoastalAnglerMagazine.com and CoastalAnglerMagazine.net and get all the fishing forecasts for every region. You know, for our region, you know, with all my local writers who write wonderful, wonderful articles for me and fishing forecasts. You know, all that's there for them to see. And then they're working on a TV spot.
Wow.
Which would kind of be like a on, I'm not sure if they're going to do it on Sun Sports or how, but it's going to be like a fishing report.
Patrick,
each region is going to have their own, you know, own spot to do that.
Patrick, you're going to have to iron your shirts and comb your hair if you got to be on TV, you know.
I'm telling you. And I can't wear my hat on TV.
Hey, you're a good-looking guy. You'd be good on TV.
Well, that's nice of you. I appreciate that. I'm sure my wife would appreciate that comment, too.
Yeah, don't take it the wrong way either, please.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Well, that's incredibly exciting. Absolutely exciting.
Yeah, we are excited about that. And I'll tell you, too, as far as any of the vendors and my advertisers, Alan, which you can attest to, you know, being part of the Coastal Angler family and you know, being in the magazine, we can really help drive people to that business. You know, because there's some places that they just come in specifically to pick up that magazine, and it gives the vendor a chance to sell something to that individual.
Sure, sure. And
and create a rapport with them.
And I think to the average reader of the magazine and to the Awesome Fishing listeners, you're pretty selective about where you put the thing. You don't put it in a place that you wouldn't shop at. So I think that's a real important aspect. And the people that work around you, it's not, well, nobody's getting rich doing this. It's not about the money. A lot of times it's about the great people that you're working around too. And great anglers and outdoorsmen that you flow against. And
Definitely.
Which is part of the fun of being in this business, right?
It is, because, you know, no matter how much money you're making, if you're not having fun, then it's not worth it.
That's right.
You know, and in my case, you know, I get to get up and be around the fishing industry every day.
Exactly.
And what more can you ask for?
Yeah.
You know?
I know the feeling. Yeah.
I know you do.
Well, Patrick, we enjoyed you coming on board with us and spending a little bit of time with us for the show. And,
well, thank you guys for having me.
We're definitely going to get by the booth there and spend some time with you and hopefully get out there to see some of these kids catch some fish this morning.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome time, and they're going to have a blast, and I look forward to seeing you guys.
All right.
Okay. We appreciate it, Patrick. Alan, next best thing fishing?
Talking about fishing.
When it comes to products that make fishing easier, the captains on Awesome Fishing Radio are pretty picky. So it's really no surprise that when they could fish with any jig head they want, they choose the one created by fishermen for fishermen. They choose hookup lures. Developed by Captain Hank Brown of the Florida Keys, these jig heads are designed to ride with the hookup to entice fish with a natural bait-like movement. And with a variety of colors and styles to choose from, hookup jigs have fast become a go-to lure for all the awesome fishing captains. And not only do they catch fish, they're a worthwhile investment in quality. Using durable mustad, Duratin, and stainless steel hooks, Hookup Lures offers not only jig heads, but quality bucktail rigs as well. They even have a fine assortment of high-quality offshore rigs that include ballyhoo rigs, gamefish rigs, ribbonfish rigs, barracuda lures, and trolling rigs. So if you want to use the same lures that Captain Keelan, Captain Steve, and Captain Keith use, then check out Hookup Lures at www.hookuplures.com. You'll soon find out why these jig heads are the lures that the guides choose when they need to put fish in the boat. And you'll be guaranteed some awesome fishing if you choose Hookup Lures.
Okay, Steve, cast over there at 12 o'clock right there. See the fish?
How
See
far?
Them?
How far?
Over there about 40 foot. Cast.
can't see them. I'm not going to cast till
Steve,
I can see them.
Put your Costas on right now. Those new 580 lenses. You've got to turn around and have them on where you can see these fish, man, or you're going to blow our day.
There they are. Watch this, Keelan. Here they go.
Man, great hookup, man.
Andy Thornell Company. Outdoor clothing, footwear, and equipment since 1945. Our Orvis Fly Shop is one of the best in Florida, with over 700 fly patterns for saltwater, bass, and panfish. And we have a few hundred trout flies when you head for the mountains. And if you tie your own flies, we stock all of the materials and tools. Waders, vests, and the coolest fishing gadgets, including Boga Grips and Calusa cast nets, are in stock. We wear fishing shirts year-round, and we have some of the best prices on Columbia, Ex Officio, and Under Armour shirts, including the new sunproof t-shirts and the buff head gear. And we realize that you cannot play every day, so we have some unexpected surprises, sport coats, dress shirts, and even neckwear for the gentlemen, and the ladies always find their way back to our custom jewelry shop. Andy Thornell Company, downtown Winter Haven, 299-9999, andythornell.com.
This is Captain Steve Nichols here of Awesome Fishing Radio, and along with Captain Keelan, our passion is fishing and helping others catch fish.
Captain Steve's right. We want to be on the water with our friends and family, not worrying about how we're going to get our boat there. That's why we rely on Rolls Axles trailers. Simply put, they're the most dependable trailer on the market.
That's because they're the only all-aluminum trailers made. They use only high-quality materials to produce a superior product. In fact, they have a patent on their aluminum springs.
And they're so confident that you'll never have to replace them that they offer a lifetime warranty on the spring. By using a combination of aluminum and stainless parts, Rolls Axle has created the only trailer you'll ever need.
They're located at 702 Hitchcock Street in Plant City, and you can check them out on the web at www.rollsaxle.com.
Or give them a call at 1-888-ROLLS-52. That is 1-888-765-5752. Make sure you told them that you heard about them on Awesome Fishing Radio.
Finally, a magazine published just for anglers who fish the Indian River Lagoon, Coastal Angler Magazine, with columns, news, events, and forums especially designed for the Florida fisherman. You can also check out the Coastal Angler online at CoastalAnglerMagazine.com. The Coastal Magazine for the Florida fisherman. Coastal Angler Magazine. It's also the magazine for Awesome Fishing Radio. Coastal Angler, subscribe today. Just log on to CoastalAnglerMagazine.com.
The show is continued. Winter Mosquito Lagoon with Mike Rathjen, Part 2.